Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe we're missing something here.
What happened?
Maybe there is a way to get away with the allegations this man is facing. But on the surface, with what he's accused of, it seems like the easiest way to get caught for doing anything. And because of the job that he has while doing this alleged crime,
He's
looking at legitimate jail time.
Yeah, that's not good, Pat.
You're hanging out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. A mailman in Canandaigua is in some serious trouble this morning.
Ooh, what did it do?
Authorities say the 41-year-old postal worker was stealing checks out of the mail while working his route as a delivery person.
Straight up taking checks.
Yeah. Authorities say that after he would steal the checks from the mail, he would then alter them and deposit the checks into his bank account.
And, you know, Canandaigua was not a big town.
No.
So how was he going to get away with this?
We'll get to that. We'll give you the rest of the details here. Because he is an employee of the U.S. Postal Service, he's looking at serious punishment and crime if he's convicted. It's a federal crime. Mm. And we found out that group we learned just a few years ago, the post office cops, were part of the investigative team that busted him. Yes. Mm. Kimmy, can you Google the potential punishment from stealing mail if you're a postal service worker? Because, Tommy, in the past, folks that are accused of things similar to this have gotten sentences in jail between 1 and 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a fined heavily and spend up to 5 years in a federal prison.
Federal prison. This guy is accused of stealing checks out of the mail. And
so he probably gets whacked with bank fraud, too, then, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You would think maybe, possibly.
Because the other ones are like gift cards and stuff.
Yes.
This guy's literally rewriting checks.
But maybe because the punishment will be so severe here, you don't even need to file this other
But the bank may be pissed off, too.
Possibly. I mean, all of these things are possible.
But Canandaigua's got their own bank.
All right. So you had asked a question, which is a valid question.
What's that?
How did the hell, if this guy is guilty, think he was not going to get caught? Because there are two major problems with this plan. One, a bunch of missing checks on his route.
Literally follow the trail.
Thank you.
So people are going, hey, I'm not getting my checks here.
Exactly. And it would be one thing if these were getting picked out of the mail in the processing room because it would spread across the whole area, right?
This is his route.
And he wasn't allegedly taking them out of like the blue boxes where they were dropped off or swiped them out of mailboxes. They were all supposed to be, according to the story, delivered on his route. When folks started to report checks missing, Kimmy, you're right.
There'd be a pattern there.
Thank you. Could kind of
pinpoint it.
You'd think that would immediately make him a suspect. But even Tommy, if he managed to beat that suspicion, the story says he deposited the checks into his bank account.
Right, so that would spike, right? All of a sudden, he's got all his money going into his account.
Yes.
From these strange checks.
Yes, and you would have to take them to a bank or an ATM or put them in a banking app so they could be deposited into an account you have access to, which means eventually all of the missing money would be in a big old pile with his name on it.
Yeah.
Also, that money went missing from his route. So here's the thing. We are not the smartest people. And maybe we don't understand how scams like this work. So if there is something that we do not understand here, please call us at 252-WCMF. If the allegations are true, what are we not understanding that he could have done to hide what he's accused of doing?
I don't think, I can't imagine how you could grab those checks any other way.
Like, I mean, how could you grab those checks any other way and make money? You wouldn't.
Right. So he only has one option if you're grabbing checks.
Because, like, here's the thing.
Is to forge them.
Right.
Well, we talked. No, you're right. I'm saying
and your
just,
name would be on that.
Right. Just grabbing the mail, period. Again, right. It's going to start to show up, and it's specific stuff, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
Like, we'd be naive to think that the post office, whatever, is going to catch every single person.
It's impossible.
Okay. But is it easy enough to pull this off where this guy thought he could be this brash?
In a small town.
Right? Like, that's kind of alarming to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless this guy's, like, if the allegations are true, really dumb. But he's a 41-year-old dude. I mean.
Well, there's some dumb 41-year-olds.
There's some dumb 60-somethings.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, because I guess what would be your plan for explaining it away? Like, why would you think they wouldn't come to you with questions? Even if, let's say, you weren't caught right away, like, you're still, I'm going to guess, going to be asked about the missing mail.
And, like, what was your alibi if they came to you that was going to be a rock solid, of course I couldn't do this because X, Y, Z? You know, there may be a more pertinent question to
ask.
What's
the pertinent?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, authorities say a 41-year-old postal worker was stealing checks out of the mail while working his route in Canandaigua. They say he would take the checks out of the mail, he would alter them, and then deposit them in his bank account because he is a Postal Service employee. This is a federal crime, and similar stories, in fact, one's not as severe as these allegations, have gotten jail time of like 1 to 3 years. He's looking at a massive fine and 5 years in prison. Is there more temptation in being a postal worker than we once thought?
Well, it's like kind of like the mystery of opening something that, you know, could have value to it. I guess I get the draw of that, but I would think like just being around that every day, that would wear off.
Okay.
If I'm looking at 5 years of prison.
Right. I mean, that's just it. So you have that issue, right? We've seen two other stories fairly recently. Yeah. There was that woman in the city who was caught allegedly taking cash and gift cards and envelopes out of her truck. Remember, they had her on camera. Mm-hmm. Then there was that guy who was in the Greece post office who was having drugs shipped to the post office from the cell and then reportedly doing blow in his office with coworkers. I mean, look, as a post office worker, you have a lot of access to valuable things, right? And these stories we're telling you are just in the last year in our area. Maybe the temptation is too much for the average person to handle.
But it's always been there. Maybe. I mean, as a matter of fact, it was probably even easier back in the day when people literally put cash in envelopes.
Also harder to catch those people.
Yeah.
Do you think that because you, if you have the same mailman or mailwoman every...
It's male person.
Male person. And they've been doing it for a long time, years and years, and they get to know the people along the route, and you get to know your... Would that make them more comfortable stealing from you, or less because you feel like you have a personal relationship with the people that you're delivering to?
I feel like...
Because like, they wouldn't
somebody,
accuse me. They know me, you know?
Getting to know somebody would have to make it harder to steal from them.
I would think. Because now you're putting a face to whoever you're screwing over.
But Kimmy's right. Like, if you have a good relationship with them, they wouldn't suspect you.
Right. I mean, I have a really good relationship with our postman.
Okay. Like, you say that like you brag. Like you're bragging every single time you bring it up.
You
like,
know I have very unique relationships with people.
No, but like the only good relationships you have with people are people that need you to say they did a good job.
Those are the people you want.
No. Like, the folks that work at the store are not your friends.
But they bring me food.
Okay.
He brings me mail. Those are the people I want to be friends with. Okay. Well, you don't bring me nothing.
I bring you happiness.
You brought me one giant zucchini.
I brought you three giant zucchinis.
Yeah, all year.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I just wanted to share this story. I worked at the general mail facility in Henrietta back in the 80s, and in the building, they've got this. They've got these lookouts that go run the entire perimeter of the building, and they have mirrored windows. And the inspectors will look and watch the employees because of to prevent theft. And there used to be this one mail handler clerk who used to like to steal the nickels off the postcards that would go out to people that they were getting charity by offering nickels to people.
Sure, I remember that. Yeah,
he would steal the nickels, and they told it that the inspectors cut him all kinds of slack. They would come down and say, "Charlie, you gotta stop stealing these nickels." And this guy was a really big, obese guy. He was kind of handicapped, And then one day, the inspectors had to walk him out the door because he kept stealing them nickels. And watch this. It's a federal offense. So you go to a federal prison for that kind of thing.
So he went to federal prison for stealing nickels.
No, for 35 cents.
Nickels? Guy's making 100 grand a year as a mail clerk, but he's got to steal nickels.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
And that was in the 1980s and guys were making 100 grand.
Did anyone see any of that story coming when we started the call?
Turns.
Did not. None of it.
Man, who was
I don't think
so...
we needed the description of the guy.
Well, you want to hurt him. He already stealing nickels. Kimmy, pass the punishment. Yeah. You're right. That's supposed to be a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
You would think the bigger reason why folks who work at the post office would stay on the straight and narrow, it's a job with great benefits.
Yeah, it's a great gig.
Government job has a pension, and it's hard, and it's got to be tedious.
Yeah.
But if you can you set yourself up for life.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like these folks that have been busted. I mean, this guy facing the allegations, the other two that have been convicted, right? They haven't just been busted. They're not just losing time behind bars. They're losing a solid job and a retirement.
Yeah.
Which...
you're blowing up your life.
But it also speaks to maybe how hard temptation can be to fight.
Yeah.
If you know it's right there, are you able to do it?
Mm.
All right, so with that being said, check your mail.
Oh, I do.
Good. No, you don't.
Right.
You don't.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.